Good evening, everyone, members and members of the public. Welcome to this evening's meeting of Northwestern Area Planning Committee. First item on the agenda is Chairman's notices, which are that the meeting is sound recorded and any member of the public who speaks during the meeting, during any part of a public session, is deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. In the event of a fire, there will be a siren. Please use the exits marked in green. We have no test plan that I know of, so we do have to follow any instructions if we hear anything. Please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber, the steps all over the place. Here we go. And we are being recorded on closed circuit television. Thanks. So, item two is apologies for absence. So that's two less than I was expecting.
Sorry, accident on the Fabian Road.
Oh. Okay. You haven't missed anything yet.
Okay.
Apologies from Councillors Mrs. Chenner, Councillor Durham and Councillor Sisley.
Thank you very much. Item three is meetings, minutes of the last meeting. I hope everyone's had a chance to read these. Can I take them as read? Are there any queries? Could someone propose them? Thank you. Second. Thank you. Okay, they're agreed. I'll just mention now before we get there that there is a members update on your table. Members, it's been emailed to you as well, so if you'd like to have a quick look at that if you haven't already. Item four is disclosure of interest. I have to read this bit. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members, and members are reminded they're required to disclose any such interests if they become aware during the meeting. Councillor Keyes.
Non-pecuniary interest, I sit on Great Tottenham Parish Council.
Anybody else? Councillor Bass.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I declare a personal interest in item number 6 as I live in the same road. But I'd also like to mention, in the interests of openness and transparency, I'd like to state that on behalf of Wickham Bishops Parish Council, of which I am a member, I did contact the developer and agent and to try and encourage them to bring their plans forward to the Parish Council before submission. I have sought legal advice which confirms that this is not a matter of predetermination. I never vote at Wickham Bishops Parish Council on planning matters, and I attend all MDC planning planning meetings with an open mind.
Thank you,
Madam Chairman.
Right, so we have item 5, which is Ford Cottage, Hatton's Lane. So there actually won't be anyone to speak on. No members of the public to speak on that, but we'll have the presentation anyway. Thank you, Ms. Chair.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, members. The application is for a two-storey extension to a rear of a listed cottage called the Forge Cottage that's located to the west side of Hackman's Lane. Here we have the location plan of the site. And this is the block plan of the site. Here we have showing the existing elevation of Forge Cottage and the existing elevation of the outbuilding, which will be demolished in lieu of this two-storey extension. Here we have the proposed elevations of the proposed extension to the rear of the cottage. And that's the elevation of the outbuilding. Here we have the existing ground floor plan, and this is the existing first floor plan of the development. Again, this is a ground floor plan. We're showing more details of the extension, and this is the proposed first floor plan. And these elevation drawings are the cross sections of the development. Here we have, there was a previous planning permission that was granted in 2014. It was a planning permission and listed building consent for this site. It was very similar in design. The only main difference was the change in the dormer windows, and it was one to be removed and to be made smaller. So here was the floor layout of the previous approval for the site. Here we have the photos of the site. This is the rear elevation of the building. This is the front, and this is the outbuilding to be removed to accommodate the extension. The conservation officer has been consulted and has raised no objection to the proposal, subject to conditions. And as such, the office is recommended for approval, subject to conditions. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. As I said, there's no one to speak on this one, so board members, would one of you like to start?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just to say, I personally don't like it, and I think in ordinary circumstances I wouldn't approve it. Because of the, I do agree with the Parish Council, but because of the prior approval, we've got no option. That it won't, you know, it'll obviously get approved at appeal, so we've got to go with the recommendation.
Okay, Councillor Archer?
Likewise.
Anybody else? View to offer? Can I propose...
Only just to suggest, Madam Chairman, this is quite a large site, and it is quite, you know, one would suggest that this, an extension of this sort could be readily accommodated with a site of this size.
Fair point. Can I propose that we accept the officer's recommendation? Can that be seconded? Thank you. Those in favour? Everybody show? Thank you very much. Okay, next item is agenda item 6, which is land east of Malone Cottage. We do have two people to speak on this one following the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. The application relates to a piece of land located between Great Totten Road and Maypole Road. Here are shown the plans. Here we have the application site, edged in red. Here we have the proposed block plan for the site. I'll just talk members through this. This is plot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and our market, open market houses. And 10, 11, 12, 14 on this corner here are the affordable units. Here we have some elevations of the floor plans and elevations of the dwellings sort of for plot 11 and 12. That's the affordable houses. And then we've got plots 2 and 8. These are the market houses. 5 and 9, again market houses. 4 and 6, again floor plans, elevational plans, market house. This is a 3-bed detached on plot 10 as an affordable unit. And 11 and 12 are semi-detached and also affordable unit. And again 13 and 14 are affordable housing. Here we have the site photos of the site. These are taken standing near the entrance of the... there's an existing gate at the entrance of the site along Great Totten Road. And this is looking from left to right across the site. Here we have looking back at the entrance gate along Great Totten Road. And here we have the boundary that's shared with the Scouts Hut. Here we have the entrance of the site, and these two photos is looking up and down Great Totten Road. And this photo is taken looking up and down Maypole Road. And these photos here are taken from the property Romney, next adjacent to the site, on the west side of the site. The application was allowed on appeal in outline form with access approved, and this plan shows the an indicative layout, what was approved on the site. And this plan shows the access that was approved for the site. In terms of the property sizes, amenity spaces, number of bedrooms and the private and affordable houses, these are all addressed in the agenda on pages 24, 25, 26. In terms of the scale, layout and appearance, I've shown members the block plan earlier and the officers' concerns and with regards to the degree of spaciousness is lost by the masses of development. And it's considered as failed to fit in with the local character and appearance of the area. In terms of the landscaping, the tree officers assessed the application and has raised no objection to the proposal, providing that the boundary hedges, particularly to the Great Totten Road side, should be retained, protected by appropriate management and planting. The application has been recommended for refusal based on the layout, appearance and scale set in the reason in the agenda. And that's, therefore it's refused. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. So the first of our two members of the public for the Parish Council, Mr. Wardrop, if you'd like to come forward, please. Pick any chair. Please use the microphone. And you have 2 minutes from when you begin to speak.
2 minutes?
2 minutes from when you begin to speak, so make yourself comfortable. Please turn the button on so that the recording works. Thank you.
Thank you. Members will have read the detailed submission by Parish Council recommending refusal of this application. I wish to emphasise some of the points made and comment on the applicant's agent's response. Attempts have been made by the Parish Council, as Councillor Bass has said, to meet the developers to discuss the detail to no avail. The agent declined an invitation directly from the Parish Council to attend a formal Parish Council meeting when this was being discussed. The agent suggests that because planning permission has been granted, it is too late to address housing mix now. We disagree. The appeal was granted in outline and the only detailed matter was for access. It must follow, therefore, that housing mix is for consideration now. The village does not need more large houses. In the recently completed Snow's Corner development, the three bungalows were sold quickly. Three large houses remain unsold. A recent housing needs survey undertaken for the developing neighbourhood plan indicated a need for bungalows. None are proposed in this application. The apparent segregation of the affordable housing plots from the rest of the site by way of extensive landscaping is unacceptable. The position of the affordable houses may well comply with the outline permission, as suggested by the agent, but layout is a reserved matter for consideration by this committee. There should not be the appearance of an us and them arrangement of houses. The agent sees no need for further design changes to incorporate the pathway through the site, arguing that adjoining dwellings are able to access existing footpaths. That does not mean that such access is safe and acceptable. The original proposal for a pathway would enable safer pedestrian access from Maypole Road to the amenities and facilitate social cohesion. The Council's Urban Design Officer has made clear concerns about segregation and the absence of a footway and cycleway through the site. The agent dismisses the point about fencing against the scout site, but condition 4 of the appeal decision requires additional fencing alongside the archery shooting
range. I'm going to stop you there.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have to stick absolutely to this. The second speaker is the applicant's legal rep, Mr. Kratz. Please come and take a seat anywhere. Same rules for you. I'm only suggesting that if you sit that side, you might not be able to see the screen. But if you're happy, I'm happy.
But at least I can see the members.
Absolutely fine. Please use the microphone and you have 2 minutes from when you start to speak.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I was at a private function last week with the Planning Minister, the Housing Minister and the Government's Chief Planner, and all three said much the same thing, that there is great frustration at failure to bring housing forward, that it was becoming easier to bring forward the big sites, but the logjam was in the small and medium sites in the rural districts. And indeed, the Planning Minister made a speech to that effect today. I say that by way of context because, of course, the planning permission already exists for this site. As all the members of the Planning Committee know, an approval of reserved matters is not a planning application. the grant of the planning permission is the time when you set the parameters for the scheme. The one important one is always access, and if there's any others that need to be contained at that time, that is the time to do it, with housing mix, etc. In this case, you have a very large site of about 1.5 hectares, and there are 14 dwellings. Even I can do the maths on that. It's less than 10 per hectare. It is Arcadian in character, even if not strictly within the definition of the Essex Design Guide. However, far more importantly, the affordable housing scheme is not ghettoised. First, it's only 5 houses. Secondly, it meets all of the requirements of the registered provider who is going to be doing this scheme. And thirdly, what's left over is the rest of the site for the 9 houses. The 9 houses are on plots of between 400 and 1200 square metres each. And they represent the best of what you could expect for private market housing, to reflect the character and the appearance of the area. So in that context, the applicant certainly commends this approval of reserved matters to you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, members, we've only one board member here today, so that's
thank you, Madam Chairman. I think the Parish Council have got this absolutely right. They've picked out there's some very important issues relating to this. And I think possibly the most important one is there is no link between the houses on the Maypole Road frontage and those on Great Tottenham Road. So any school children that wish to go to the primary school living in the houses on Maypole Road will first of all have to cross the road in order to get onto a pavement. They will then have to walk up to the crossroads at the top, then cross the road again to get onto a pavement, and then walk down the pavement on the north side of, or north east side of Great Tottenham Road. And I think at one point we understood that that's what was to happen. There would be a pathway or cycleway between the two blocks of the development. But that's not shown here now, and I think that's of a concern. I think also the mention of this ghetto is perhaps not the right word, but I understood it that it was government policy that the affordable should not be segregated from open market properties, and by somehow they should be mixed in, or at least not segregated as you would see from this plan. The Parish Council speaks of great concern about the housing mix, and they know what the housing requirements are from Wickham Bishops because they've done a housing needs survey. And I'm concerned personally that I think, with one exception, all the open market houses have 5 bedrooms. Now, the Parish Council is clear that there isn't the need for this, but also I understood there was something, and the planning officer helped me, something in the NPPF or even in our own LDP, where blocks of houses of that size should have a proportion of smaller units. And I think there's something in, perhaps the officer can help me on that one. And finally, the scouts are very concerned about this, and I think, as there's a lot of young people on the site to the east of this site, that we need to check, and I haven't been able to check myself, that there are no windows, certainly with clear glass, overlooking that site, because there may well be a result of safeguarding issues. But that's all I have to say, Madam Chairman, and I'd like the answer from the officers about the numbers of 5 bedroomers, and I'd like to also just mention as well, if the officers are happy, that the amount of hedgerow, and I think perhaps if we could just go back to the hedges right at the beginning, the photographs, you can see, it doesn't really show very clearly on the map, but there's look at the height of these hedges, and so much you can see with the bend there, where the lady's walking was a bend to the side. You can see that quite a large amount of hedge is going to have to be removed, and the same on the Maypole Road to the left, in order to get the site spray. And I want to be satisfied, and I know Wickham Bishops Parish Council does, that there will be adequate replacement landscaping to protect the street scene and to replace. And I think there's even talk in the report about moving it, which I find interesting, but certainly to provide the same amount of landscaping cover
that there is at the present time. They're quite mature trees, hedgerow. It was faced back very heavily some months ago, but nevertheless it is worthy, and it would be sad to see the amount that I think would have to be removed without adequate replacement. And that's all I have to say, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Harrison?
Thank you, Chair. Evening, councillors. In respect of housing mix, I point you towards paragraph 5.2.2 of the report, which includes an extract from policy H2 of the LDP, and quotes, to provide that the policy requires all development to provide a suitable mix and range of housing in terms of size, type and tenure to reflect local housing need and demand in both the market and affordable section. The SHMA has a target of achieving 60% units within the district to be smaller units, one and two beds, and 40% to be larger units. You write National Planning Policy as a broad statement around a mix of housing to deliver for the needs of everybody, but it's the local policy in the SHMA which gives us more detailed guidance.
Thank you. Is that satisfying, Councillor Mask?
And we're talking about open market, not necessarily affordable. This relates, this 60-40 relates to open market properties, does it not?
Councillor Bamford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. H2 isn't mentioned in the reasons for refusal. Should that not be the case? And also, I wanted to come back on what the applicant's agent said, because yes, we do appreciate that the government wants the housing to go forward. But we do have lots of policies in our local development plan, which is now sound and is the Secretary of State's plan. And these policies are important for reserve matters. The design is important to us, our district. And just because the government want houses built doesn't mean that we can just have them built in any fashion. And this is why our officers are refusing, quite rightly, that these houses are not designed acceptably in accordance with our policies. And their 60 design guide, in fact. So I think the officers have got it right. But could we possibly include H2 as an objection as well?
Yes,
through you, Chair. The reason that it's not been incorporated as part of the objection is because the 60-40 split and the mix of housing that we need to deliver throughout the district is very rarely unlikely to be achieved on each site specifically in accordance with the mix that is preferred. There is a mix of housing. There's 4 two-bed units. The rest are larger units. One's a three-bed. I think the rest are 5. So there is a mix within the site. It'd be unlikely that any housing development we approve within the borough district is specifically compliant with any mix that we specify, and very few authorities will ever see that, and that's why we've not objected, and also because we're focusing on the scale, the layout and the appearance and the landscaping of the development. The mix wasn't specified at outline stage.
Thank you.
Coming back on that, Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but if the mix wasn't stated at outline stage, surely we can deal with it now. And that's what we're trying to do. And I don't think 4 out of whatever it is, 9, is 60-40.
For your Chair, it's 30% is 2-bed units. Mm-hmm. It wasn't controlled by our conditions, probably the way I should have phrased it, the housing mix at outline stage. There's no restrictions imposed upon the development. All we can consider as a reserve matters application is the scale, the layout and the appearance and the landscaping of the dwellings.
Gotcha. Thank you. Councillor Keyes.
Oh, thank you, Sean. A couple of things. What's the relevance of the picture of the garden? The fence in the garden? Are you sitting at the end? Why have we took that picture, please?
Through you, Chairman. It was one of the letters of representation that was received because of the position of the garage in close proximity to the neighbouring fence, and it was concerning that the garage would block out light, affecting light.
Go to that picture, then, please.
Thank you.
place, so what that's really... Anyway, right.
It's there.
Next thing, the Snow's Corner development, which has been mentioned. If I'm correct, the affordable housings are in the corner of that site, is that correct?
Through you, Chair, I don't know that development well enough to comment. I would say that it's not unusual to have the affordable housing in a tighter area or in a cluster, because the registered providers generally do want them in one specific area for maintenance and management.
That's similar to that. I know this one is hedged off a bit, but the other one in Snow's Corner is there in the corner. And also, can we go to the hedges, please? Being heavily involved in haulage, I prefer all hedges cut back, and then to me look a bit overgrown, and just shy of £500 for a set of windmills for a lorry is, I think that would probably do a bit of good if we did cut them back. I don't see them taken out. If you go to a picture of the road, I can't see a problem with cutting the hedges back. On the moon, there they are. Well, yeah, I can't see a problem keeping them in there. But anyway, that's all.
Thank you. Councillor Bass, do you want to come back?
No, only to say that these hedges were heavily cut back a few months ago. They point the fact that they're not overhanging the verge. Well, they weren't in this space, but overhanging them. The hedge on the right-hand side of the right-hand space drop is nothing to do with the development. That is overhanging, I accept that.
Okay, thank you, members. Are we done? I haven't got anyone else. So, for the sake of having a proposal on the table, I'm going to propose that we accept...
Can I just make it clear that is the officer saying that the suggestion of bringing in, was it H2?
H2.
As a reason for refusal, he's not prepared to accept that?
No. I believe that was said, Mr. Harrison.
Ultimately, it's up to you, councillors. The reason we haven't included it is because there is a mix within the scheme of dwellings, that ultimately the decision lies with councillors.
Okay, so for the sake of procedure, I'm going to propose that we accept the officer's recommendation to refuse this application. Could I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Councillor Banford got her hand up first.
Fine.
So, those in favour of the proposal to accept the officer's recommendation? Councillor Archer, that was a yes, that was a hand up, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Anyone against? Abstentions? No. Okay, thank you. That is in fact refused in line with the officer's recommendation. Thank you. So, moving on, agenda item 7, which I now can't find. Here we go. Right, this is the first of two separate applications at Great Downs Farm Station Road. We have no one to speak on this one. We do on the next one. So could we have the presentation, please? Sorry, I seem to have someone else's teeth in.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. This application seeks planning permission for a replacement dwelling on the plot that you can see marked there as Great Downs Farm. The site currently features a chalet-style dwelling, where the cluster of black is on that block plan. That's the existing dwelling. It's 20 metres long approximately and 9 metres wide, and that's its elevations. The proposed is a two-storey dwelling. They're the floor. They're the elevations. It's clearly taller. It's a much more modern design, but it's on a smaller footprint. It's a very large plot, and there's ample landscaping within the site that would be retained to mitigate the visual impact of the development. There's photos of the existing dwelling, and that's the approach to the site from Station Road. Officers are recommending the approval of the application, subject to an additional condition relating to ecology. Thank you.
Not so fast. Councillor St Joseph, you're the ward member.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The Parish Council objected to this on landscape issues. I have visited the site and also the view from the seaward side. It's not on the peak of the ridge. The houses behind it are higher And it will not, in my opinion, be intrusive in the landscape, given that it's surrounded by trees. Can the officers give some detail in terms of conditions in relation to 6 and 7, the hedgerows and the trees that are to be conditioned to stay? Do you have any detail on that in particular?
There's got to be a quicker way of doing this. I think you've got the wrong plan, but these trees here, there's four trees that would be removed, and a tree, a small one of the, I think it's that tree there where my mouse is, I think would be removed as well. It might be two trees. What is proposed is a new hedgerow planting sort of along there to differentiate the two halves of the site, and along here it's quite extensive hedgerow scheme shown, and that's what the condition is in, is to bulk up on the detail of what that would be.
Thank you. I mean, from a landscape point of view, the trees to the north of the site, which is at the top, are the most crucial from the landscape. From the village point of view, it's the trees to the south at the bottom. You're not proposing any condition on those?
For you, Chair, they're shown to be retained, and we've got a standard tree protection, or we've got a tree protection condition in the form of requiring the arboricultural impact assessment to be followed, which would address those, and there's protection details included within that.
Thank you. I support the officer's recommendation.
Is that a proposal, Councillor Joseph?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that. Anyone else need to speak? Okay, those in favour of the officer's recommendation to approve? Okay, I think that's, yep, okay, that's unanimous, so moving on, thank you very much. Agenda item 7 is approved in line with the officer's recommendation. So now we have agenda item 8, which is the same address but a different site. And actually we then have Mr. Lai to speak after the presentation. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. This application seeks planning permission for the conversion of an existing building. Let's see the relationship between the two sites. One's just considered on the east side and this application is on the west. The building that is to be converted is the one edged black. Some works have been undertaken to start the conversion of the building, but it's not been occupied. There's an existing flat within the string of buildings to the south, and obviously that's an existing dwelling that is to be now replaced. The application seeks permission for the conversion of the building. Parking would be provided. There's space for parking to be provided here, but it'd also be provided underneath a carport, which would be provided at the top of the building. That's the existing, and the elevations are such. Proposed, it's a two-bedroom dwelling. As you can see to the right-hand side of your drawings is the carport and the first-floor balcony area, which is shown there. The building is largely existing apart from the small extension. Although it's outside the settlement boundary, the impact of the building on the countryside is already well established as it's an existing building. The extension is quite small. The domestication of the site is limited, and where it is occurring, it would be mitigated by the landscaping, which we've heard about from the previous item. That's the garden area that would serve it on the left-hand side, and that's the string of existing buildings on the right, one of which has been incorporated a flat and has a certificate of lawfulness granted to that effect. Given that no objection was raised by the planning inspector at the adjacent site where five dwellings were proposed on the grounds of sustainability, it was objected to on visual grounds, we're recommending the approval of the application. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have the applicant to speak, Mr. Lai. If you'd like to come forward, pick a chair, any chair. Please do use the microphone. There's a button on it, and you have 2 minutes to speak from when you begin.
Good evening, members of the committee. I wish to inform the committee that I and the previous applicant on on agenda number 7, Mrs. Jessica Yoni, our father and daughter. We bought Great Downs Farm a year ago with the intention of staying close together and that we may help each other and be close to my grandchildren. We do not intend to change the character of the area and will be keeping the woodlands and its wildlife as they are, as this is the reason why we chose to live here in the first place. There will not be any impact on the surrounding area nor disruption to the neighbourhood properties, as the barn building was constructed years ago. No one has lived in this barn since I bought it, and this has been verified by an officer of the council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lai. Councillor St. Joseph.
I wonder if the... Right, I'll try again. I wonder if the officers could clarify the relationship between the application site and the building which apparently is immediately adjacent, which has the certificate for lawful use for continued occupation.
Sorry for that. The building that we're referring to is this building up here, and the building that the certificate of lawfulness relates to is this building here. It's a first floor flat that has a certificate of lawfulness.
And it just has just as a first floor flat?
Yes.
And the ground floor remains as?
I believe, if you look at the photos... It's used for storage and sort of commercial.
Could you confirm that if the committee goes with the officer's recommendation, we will end up with 3 independently owned dwellings on this site?
Yes, Chair. Yes, Councillor.
Well, it's hardly the proper route to achieve this, but as far as I can see, the appropriate certificates have been provided, so I think we have to go with the officer's recommendation.
Any other member to speak? Councillor Bass?
I'd agree with Councillor St. Joseph that, you know, did you say that some of on the other building, which the application refers to, workers started there as well?
Yes, minor internal works.
And we've got a flat that was built without consent but has come forward now with a certificate of lawfulness. And now we're looking at an application for a conversion which has already started. And we've just agreed to one on the other side of the fence. So as Councillor Joseph says, it's building up a bit, isn't it? I mean, one for one, and one for one, fair enough. And I can understand the family relationship, which I think is... you know, very, very good way of dealing with families. But we seem to have ended up with 3, haven't we? Started off with 1 and haven't got 3.
Yes. That is the truth of the matter. But that's not a reason to refuse planning application. It's not... there's at least 2 lawful... Well, there are 2 lawful dwellings on the original site. And this third one is complying with all the expectations that we've had of it. And so whilst the certificate of lawfulness flat has taken an unusual route, that's not a reason to refuse this third planning application.
Okay. I think, and Mr. Harrison will correct me if I'm wrong, the previous one we just looked at, if there hadn't been any work begun, it would have been a prior approval anyway, not a planning application. So it's comme ci, comme ça. Everyone's nodding. Was that a proposal to accept the officer's recommendation, Councillor St. Joseph?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that. Those in favour? Anyone against? Nobody left? Okay, thank you. So that That application is approved in line with the officer's recommendation. Thank you very much. So now we're nearly there. Scrap, scrap, scrap. Right, agenda item 9, Old Times Cottage, Mill Lane, Tull St Major. No one to speak on this, so if we could have the presentation, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The application relates to a dwelling called Old Times Cottage, Mill Lane, Tull St Major. Here we have the location plan of the site. This is the block plan showing the proposed extension to the side and a garage, an outbuilding on the boundary site. Here we have an existing elevation of the site and the proposed here. It's got the mansard roof, or gambrel roof, to match the existing dwelling. And then we've got the side existing side side and rear elevation and the proposed rear and side elevation. Here we have the existing and proposed floor plans of the development. And this is the garden store that I just previously showed to members that was on the boundary of the site. This application is in fact a resubmission of a planning application that was refused in May of this year, and this came forward and it was presented to members. This was refused because of the size, the scale, size and bulk of the development. And if you can see the side from the side extension, this bit has now been removed, and the proposed front, this was projecting forward previously, this has now turned into the gambrel roof, as I've previously shown to members. Here we have the photos of the site, and this is where the development will take place. This is the rear of the site. As I said, there's only slight changes to do the roof, the design of the roof. The roof has now become more in keeping with the adjoining property, as shown in this photograph here. As I also mentioned, that the extension has been reduced by 1 metre at first floor level to the rear, and as such the bulk has been reduced, and which overcomes the previous reasons for refusal. And as such, the officer's recommended approval are subject to conditions. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. As I said, no one to speak, so the ward members are you and me, Councillor Bamford.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you to the officers, really, that we did refuse, well, this committee as well, because we did refuse the previous one, and they have come back with a much better scheme. The Parish Council, Tull St Major, are very happy with the new scheme, as is on the update that they have agreed to it. So I don't see a reason to object to this really now. So I'd like to propose that we accept the officer's recommendation.
I will second that proposal, Councillor Bass.
Yes, I think they've done more or less almost exactly what we intended should happen. But I'd just like to see to satisfy myself the front elevation of the refused application compared with the front elevation of this application, if that's not too difficult.
For you, Chairman, this was the refused one.
Yeah,
it was turned 90 degrees. But this time round, as you can see, it's turned 90 degrees, and the roof matches with the dwelling. And also there's a dormer window as well, so it's in keeping with the adjoining property.
That's exactly right. Chairman. Well done.
I think that's...
Yeah, good job. Much better.
Good job. Really nice. Very happy to second that. Those in favour of the proposal to approve? Okay, I think we're unanimous again. So, lastly, we have agenda item 10, which is other matters involving appeals and a few other notifications. Does anyone have any questions they need to ask on that?
Nope.
Okay, in that case, with thanks to officers and members and members of the public alike, I close the meeting at...
Great, well done, mate.